super hard to kind of reenact that and even practice for that. So it was kind of cool and, you know, definitely something to be proud of that we were able to kind of execute that and get it off in, you know, a really the first time game situation.
Do you feel like everybody was on the same page and actually knew that that was fourth down?
Yeah. you know, I'm not sure what would have happened if there wasn't a face mask or what it would have looked like. But I, you know, I think everybody had an idea that it was the last play. Everybody knew we couldn't spike it because it was fourth down. So I think it was really a good job by everybody being pretty heads up.
Just seemed. What was it like playing against LeBeau's defense last year when you played Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, it's always good. You know, he has certain things that he does, and, you know, obviously everybody that's coached for him, you know, you kind of see similar things within their defenses. So it'll be a fun, you know, hard, challenging task.
Does he do a lot of things to try to confuse you? Is that his style?
You know, some of it, there's different things, different disguising, different things like that. But I mean, for the most part, if we, you know, if we stay, you know, true to who we are and follow our rules, we'll be okay.
Seemed as if the offense was just out of phase, out of sync a bit. Is 3 days enough to get it back in sync?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I know a lot of the guys have the mindset to where they can't wait to have another opportunity, another chance to get on the field and play. And, you know, kind of in a sense, you know, not redeem yourselves, but, you know, go play better, go make more plays, go do stuff like that. So I think it's a good, you know, quick turnaround, with a chance to do that.
The face mask into the end zone, that's a tougher throw than it probably looks,
right? Yeah.
Can you just kind of go over that a little?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's kind of, it's a thing where, you know, you throw it to the back of the end zone and give your guy a chance, you know, but there's little things that go into it, you know, whether or not to throw it back shoulder or not, you know, who's running there, what's the personnel, who's covering them. I mean, all those things kind of have a little bit of an effect on it.
I can't explain, but, you know, the NFL yesterday talks about the players shouldn't be kind of.
No, not really.
Your last pass, middle of the field, no timeouts. Do you kind of regret making that throw? Or
no. Well, I mean, I was planning on getting a face mask on the next play, so it was irrelevant. No, I don't know. I mean, it was kind of, you know, not that one necessarily, but earlier in the drive. I would have liked to have thrown it, you know, to the boundary a couple more times. I threw two or three balls across the middle that I probably should have tried to get something to the boundary to try to get out of bounds to stop the clock. I mean, it kind of worked out the way it did, and, you know, it happens.
If Rashad does come back Thursday night, do you feel like you guys have gotten on the same page with practice the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I think so. Rashad's been awesome. You know, as a rookie coming in, he's done some unbelievable things. I think he runs really good routes. You know, he has kind of start and stop ability that not a lot of guys have. So it's good to have that. And he's an easy guy to throw to, you know, kind of with that ability because he creates separation and kind of gets guys away from him.
Also, you had Marquise back for the first time. Did you see some glimpses from him on Sunday that he can move forward?
Yeah, you know, I think you watch him, and, I mean, the first thing that pops that is how fast he is. The speed's unbelievable. He runs really well. So I think anytime you get a chance to like, or a guy like that to really stretch the field, you know, kind of adds another element to your offense. So, you know, we'll look to use him and his speed and his abilities.
You guys have played out here, I guess, once in the last 60 days. Feel like homecoming, so to speak?
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever for sure that we've played home. So it's exciting to come home, exciting, you know, to come home and, you know, be able to play on a Thursday night, you know, here in Jacksonville. So we're definitely excited, you know, for the fans and to play in front of them.
When you play a game that has some meaning.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody understands that, you know, Gus brought it up this morning in the team meeting and, you know, everybody realizes the big picture and, you know, what, you know, lies ahead of us, you know, as long as we take care of our job.
You guys chalk up that overall performance as just kind of a bump in the road because you've been rolling the last month pretty good. I mean, the expectation is you'll just kind of pick up where you were prior to Sunday.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think it's a good sign to be able to win when you don't play well. I mean, I think that's a thing that a lot of good teams are able to do. You know, if you struggle in one phase, the other phase is being able to pick it up. So I think, you know, we were able to do that. Defense played unbelievable, and special teams, you know, had a turnover as well and really picked us up offensively.
What do you think it would take to keep Allen Hurns off the field?
Something broke probably.
I mean, it's amazing. He's always in no matter what.
Yeah. He's a special guy. I mean, toughness is unbelievable. He's been, you know, a pleasure to play with for a year and a half, really. And hopefully many more to come.